This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his government intends to make Viksit Bharat possible by 2047 with the active support of countrymen. Speaking after laying the foundation stone of the third phase of Nama Metro in Bengaluru yesterday, the Prime Minister listed out steps initiated by his government to make India a developed country through reforms, performances and transformations. He said the journey began when India was among the fragile 10 countries before 2014. Now the Indian economy is the fifth largest and fastest economy. Metro rail has grown from 5 cities to 24 cities and is the third largest globally in terms of metro network.
देश आज जिस गति से विकास कर रहा है इसके पीछे हमारी इकोनॉमिक ग्रोथ एक बड़ा फैक्टर है. आप देखिए 2014 से पहले भारत का टोटल एक्सपोर्ट 468 बिलियन डॉलर तक पहुंचा था. आज ये 824 बिलियन डॉलर हो गया है. हम मोबाइल इंपोर्ट करते थे, वही अब हम मोबाइल हैंडसेट के टॉप 5 एक्सपोर्टर बन गए और बेंगलुरु की इसमें बहुत बड़ी भूमिका भी है.
प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी विल इनॉग्यूरेट 184 न्यूली कंस्ट्रक्टेड टाइप 7 मल्टी स्टोरी फ्लैट्स फॉर मेंबर्स ऑफ पार्लियामेंट एमपीज एट बाबा खड़क सिंह मार्ग इन न्यू दिल्ली टुडे. On this occasion, the Prime Minister will also plant a sindoor sapling at the residential premises. He will also interact with Shramjeevis and address the gathering. Our correspondent reports that the residential complex is designed to be self-sufficient and is equipped with a full range of modern amenities to meet the functional needs of members of parliament. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh laid the foundation stone for the BEML rail hub for manufacturing project worth 1,800 crore rupees in Madhya Pradesh yesterday. The facility will be set up on over 60 hectares of land in Umria village of Raisen district. It is expected to provide employment to more than 5,000 people. The unit will manufacture coaches for Vande Bharat, Amrit Bharat and metro trains. Speaking on the occasion, the Defence Minister said, the high-speed trains in India will be equipped with coaches made at the facility. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Jammu Municipal Corporation yesterday organized the Swachh Jammu Run 2025 under the Har Ghar Tiranga Abhiyan. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that the event formed a key part of a series of activities being held to commemorate the 79th Independence Day and to sustain the momentum of cleanliness initiatives following the successful culmination of Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra 2025. As part of the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign 2025, the Indian tricolour was proudly hoisted at the 11,500 feet summit during the Konsar Nag Yatra in Riyasi district. Sports and Youth Affairs Minister Mansukh Mandavia has stated that the Fit India Sundays on Cycle movement has reached over 7 lakh participants across more than 40,000 locations nationwide. The minister said this while participating in the Sundays on Cycle Fit India event in the national capital. During the event, Mr. Mandavia flagged off the 35th Fit India Sundays on Cycle Tiranga rally with panchayat representatives. A 6.1 magnitude earthquake struck Sindirgi in western Turkey. The Turkish Disaster Management Agency, AFAD, said the quake was felt across several cities in the west of the country, including Istanbul and the tourist hotspot of Izmir. India under 20 women's rugby team won a historic bronze medal with the Asian Rugby Emirates Under 27 championship held for the first time in India at Rajgir, Bihar. And that's the end of this news bulletin.